Let us pray. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when we are gathered together in thy house in this day, to whom else shall we go? And thou hast the words of eternal life. Then we humbly beg thee that thou may remember us all. Thou hast spoken so loudly. We're a dear young daughter, sister, granddaughter, further family member, friend, student, classmate, a member of the congregation. Were so suddenly, so unexpectedly, that she was ushered into eternity to appear before thee. And now in this morning hour, because in Abraham has said concerning his dear wife Sarah that the living cannot live with the dead, then thou hast fulfilled what thou hast spoken to our first parents, and where our covenant had Adam mistaken of that forbidden fruit, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. O Lord, then thou wast spared the life of the Father, may still sit beside his dear wife at these solemn moments, could have all been also been two funerals. But, ah, Lord, thou knowest that flesh cannot miss flesh. And to that end, wilt thou uphold them by thy everlasting arms? Do remember and do comfort them. Grant them that special place at thy footstool where they may tell thee all. The psalmist of old has declared, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Lord, do remember the brothers and the sisters with that large empty place. Ah, for the whole family circle, an empty place, Lord, they know that it is real. She is lying in the coffin, her body without a soul. And then it is a privilege when there may be many who may show their empathy. But, O Lord, that empty place, that silent voice, shall be more and more experienced. Commend unto thee the grandparents, not the first time to the cemetery. A dear husband, a dear wife, a dear son in the time that lies behind, and now a dear granddaughter. Do remember the whole family circle. Oh, remember all the cousins, uncles, and aunts. Then we commend unto thee our school. Made a difference where there is no difference. Where one of the students, 14 years old, has went away of all flesh so suddenly and so unexpectedly. The teachers without a student, oh, that empty place, that shall be seen, shall be so visible. Then we commend unto thee all the family circles, all those that have gathered together. Lord, then surely, then thou wast something to say. Then thou wert speaking in such a special way that there is but one step between us and death, that we are all traveling to a never-ending eternity. We have experienced also in this family circle that the older ones, although the grandparents, have not become so old, but that the old must die, and that the young can die. O Lord, do come in our midst. Come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood. We may still be in the precious day of grace, the day of salvation, where that only name given under heaven, the name of Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit, may still be proclaimed. But, O Lord, we need to experience those matters in our heart and in our lives. And to that end, we earnestly beg of thee, our Lord, may the prayers be multiplied for this family circle, but the prayers multiplied that this solemn calling may be used in thy hand, together with the proclamation of thy holy word, that it may be richly used for our boys, for our girls, for our young people, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones. Because also under this solemn calling, then we cannot remain the same. shall be a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Either for the humbling of the heart, or, and that is such a solemn and frightening thing, when our heart only becomes harder, O Lord, Thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen, and that both Thy goodness and Thy callings in providence, that by itself shall never bring us as a poor, undone sinner at Thy throne, needing to be cleansed and washed in the precious blood of Thy dear Son. We commend unto Thee all the mourning families, widows, widowers, all those that have brought dear children to the grave, wounds that have never been closed, have been opened. They are the families that can understand this father and mother and their children. Lord, we humbly ask Thee, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, and that this serious calling, oh, impress it upon all of our hearts, that by nature that we are walking on that broad way that leadeth to eternal destruction, and that by Thy free and sovereign grace there is a people that have been placed upon that narrow way, set their face Zionwards, oh, many fears, many questions, and many riddles, but who are traveling to eternal glory. May we in this morning hour be given to examine our hearts closely. Lord, we humbly beg of Thee for the opening of Thy word, Thy gracious help, and the opening of the hearts. Oh, do glorify Thy great and worthy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall read from the scriptures. From Job 5, beginning with the 17th verse through the 4th verse of Job 6. Job 5, verse 17, and the first 4 verses of Job 6. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation and shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in a season. Lo, this, we have searched it, so it is, hear it, and know that it is for thy good. But Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me. The poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The tears of God do set themselves in array against me. Thus far the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Family Ludemann, Solengeland, our Calvin Christian School, especially the staff and students of grade 9, congregation and friends. We have come together in this day where it has pleased thee on Tuesday, September the 10th, so suddenly and unexpectedly to take out of our midst Heather, or yet Ludemann, at the age of 14 years. Her soul is in eternity, and we are called upon in this solemn hour to bring her body to the cemetery. Father and Mother Ludemann, on October 29, 2009, the Lord has blessed and gladdened you with the birth of a little daughter, Heather. And on September 10, taken away. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken. Father Ludemann, the Lord has spared you. Could have also been two funerals in this day. The Lord uphold. The Lord remember. May the Lord place underneath his everlasting arms, because otherwise you shall succumb. The Lord grant that special place together at his footstool, because there shall be times when it becomes too much to bear. Tell then the Lord and ask for strength. Brothers and sisters, please the Lord to take your dear sister out of your midst. A large empty place, and for your parents and for you, that place shall only become emptier. You were still privileged that for some days you may have her in the house, in the coffin, but now we must go to the grave. Ah, the Lord, remember, uphold you, and grant you a place at his footstool. Further family, the Lord has spoken loudly and clearly for the grandparents, not the first time, called upon for the one many years ago, a dear husband, and for the grandfather some years ago, a dear wife, and 2 years ago, a dear son. When grandparents are given to lose a grandchild, then the sorrow is deep. And then we may speak of a double sorrow, the deep loss, but also when you have seen, and you shall see oftentimes, the deep grief and sorrow of your children and empty hands. For the family circle, we remember the widow Slingeland, where 2 years ago we have brought Brian to the cemetery, and we also remember Danica, who has lost her mother at such a young age. Family Ludemann and family Slingeland all together, the Lord has spoken, and then the Lord has made a difference where there is no difference. Calvin, Christian school, and in a special way, the grade 9 class, together with your teachers, what a solemn speaking. Have you thought many times, students, it was now me that would be buried today? How would it then be with my soul? May it please the Lord by His Spirit. And then we also think, because each one has their close friends, the very close friends of Heather, the Lord remember you in a special way. And now in the classroom, there is an empty seat that speaks to you, students. And then everyone is different. It's in the family circle, also with students. Hope there may be times. Some people keep everything inside, but it shall be profitable, the classroom at times, that there may be spoken of this solemn calling. Because, students, you cannot remain the same under such solemn speaking. Maybe like to think so, but it shall do the one or the other. May it please the God of all grace to use this solemn calling to bind you together around God's holy word, a forsaking of the world, and above all, by His free and sovereign grace, that it may be for many true conversions, young and old. How is it with us? Have we thought much about this solemn calling? The Lord has made a difference, yea, a great difference, where there is no difference. Has there been many a soul that was given to consider all those that are older than Heather was? Why her and why not me? The Lord granteth this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and to find the Lord. I read, young and old, my fellow travelers, to that never-ending eternity in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14 of two ways, of two peoples, and of two eternal destinations by nature on the broad way. Many there be that walk on that way, and it leadeth to hell. But then the divine exhortation to enter in at the strait gate, oh, to be placed on that narrow way. And then the end shall be eternal bliss and eternal thanksgiving. The Lord is speaking in a special way. May the prayers be multiplied that we may be given to beg that this solemn calling, the death of a young daughter, 14 years old, that it may be heard, that it may richly be used for the coming of His kingdom and the glory of His name. My ears may ask you, how has it been in the past time and in this day with our heart? Job, in Job 23, verse 16, under deep trials, for God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. May it please the Lord by His Spirit, virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, the King, that sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence, where the King is gathering His church, by word and by spirit, may it please that Almighty King, oh, to have respect to the covenant and work mightily, lovingly in the hearts of young and old. In this hour, in short, then a few words concerning the text words, what you can find in Job 6, the verses 2, 3, and the first part of verse 4. Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me. These words speak of a Job expressing his deep mourning. And then we read in our text of a questioning mourning. We read of a silent mourner, and we read of a wounded mourner. family Ludemann, the book of Job. You can ask other mourning families. As a general rule, then that book receives more meaning. When the Lord sends trials, and when the Lord sends death, when those messengers come with those solemn tidings, when the messengers have not come, oh, family circles. When you have no empty places, may you be given to pause oftentimes and examine your hearts where it brings you. Whether all the goodness, the sparing mercies of the Lord, whether it brings you closer to His Word, or what a solemn thing it is for family circles when the Lord so graciously spares. When for fathers and mothers, their fears have not been realized, to find their infant children unresponsive, and when they become older, to receive that solemn tiding that their son and their daughter is no more. Oh, for a Job, a godly man, what a testimony given of the Spirit in Job 1 verse 1. And people, let us always remember, as we live, so we shall die. And then on a certain day, oh, a messenger, the Sabaeans, 500 oxes and 500 asses with the servants slain except one. And then the next, fire from heaven, 7,000 sheep consumed, all the servants except one. Then further, another messenger, Chaldeans, 3,000 camels, the servants except one to tell Job. Was a deep way, but then that fourth messenger, the Lord has sent a storm and his 10 children were ushered into eternity. Oh, then by the grace of God, then a Job could say, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Chapter 2 was different in all these things. Job sinned not with his lips. Start to stir And then in Job 3, to speak so unadvisably with his lips. Family Ludemann, shall be many questions. The Lord is so free and sovereign. May you be given to ask that the Lord spares for anger and for rebellion. We all know the history. Three friends was by appointment, were afraid to come alone. And then for 7 days, they have sat with their friend Job in silence. And those 7 days, they did better than when they began to speak. Also, instruction can be a desire to visit a mourning family, but so fearful, and therefore we do not go. But then the instruction out of the book of Job, presence, help, in whatever way it may be needed. And then we read that in chapter 4, that Eliphaz, the Temanite, has begun to speak. And those Eliphaz and the other friends, they have not spoken an untruth, but we would say untimely. And then Eliphaz has said in chapter 5, verse 3, that he has instructed many, but it has come upon him, and now he was so silent. In chapter 4, verse 3, behold, thou hast instructed many. Thou hast strengthened the weak hands. And then in verse 5, but now it has come upon thee, and thou faintest, it touches thee, and thou art troubled. We have read the last portion of his first discourse. It was all true, but was not for the comfort of Job, family circle. We know the truth. We know the Lord is sovereign, can never make a mistake. But now for comfort, then we need to point each other to God's holy word. And with the pointing of that one thing needful, and now in chapter 6, then Job began to speak by renewal. He did not justify himself. He did not say it was right. Job knew that he was not on the right place. But Job has simply said to his friends in our text words, oh, can be times for a family circle that we do not come further, and oh, overwhelmed, distress, deep anguish, that empty place, that shall only become emptier. And therefore Job has said to his friends, O friends, I'm not saying what you have told me, that it is wrong, but if you only knew my deep sorrow and my deep grief has expressed it, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calumny laid and the balances together, would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Thus the deep grief of sorrowing ones. We read of Jesus when he has come on the cemetery where Lazarus was buried, that it is stated Jesus wept. But then we read, therefore my words are swallowed up. There are no words to describe the deep sorrow of mourning ones. Thus Job was given to say, because in the original, then it actually says, or it could be translated, I want words to express my grief. And the prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations 1 verse 12, is it nothing to you that pass by and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow? And it is true. This world, then we can still find other ones with deeper sorrow. There was one that could truly say, is it nothing to you that pass by and behold and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow? But now my words are swallowed up. Thus parents, to be silent before the Lord. And we can know a fitting text which you have placed in the obituary, Isaiah 55 verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. We know it, family. May we be given to bow. But now those words swallowed up does not mean in the way of prayer, because father and mother, there shall be times that it seems shall seem to be impossible to go forward with that empty place. But then be not silent at the throne of grace, and also, children, tell the Lord all and ask them for strength, and let not your words be swallowed up between husband and wife. We mourn in different ways. There shall be days that it goes a little better, if we may say it that way, for the one and not at all for the other. Sometime the other way around. And I know there are no words, but speak to one another, ask each other, and the days when both have no courage, brothers and sisters, be not silent, and then you shall say, what can we say? The Lord has spoken. A large empty place. Our sister in the grave. But I hope that there may be times then only speak of Heather. Speak of your sorrow. And also the older ones, sometimes just ask father and mother how it is. Because with their deep sorrow can sometimes seem that it goes all about Heather. But be assured that your father and mother love you all. But because of the circumstances, then it can seem that way. We further read, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me. Thus that was a sorrow in the context of the Lord, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth. And I hope, family Ludemann, classmates, all those that are gathered together, that the Lord, by His Spirit, by His grace, may use it as a sharp arrow in your heart. And students, when that takes place, when the Lord shoots an arrow of conviction in our hearts, then we can never remove that arrow. And then we become wounded. And then it is as an arrow of uncovering, but also an arrow of love, young and old, that we become exercised with that great, majestic, glorious God that is the upholder of the heavens and of the earth. And so majestic, so holy, so righteous, that He cannot overlook one of our sins, and that the wages of sin is death. Oh, students, then we shall not become so old in our convictions. And then we shall become a seeker, oh students. That is what I wish for you, that it may be heard, that this solemn calling may be richly used, and then the Spirit shall teach us that we can never save ourselves. Oh, when we think of the book of Job, Job 9, verse 2, how can man be just with God? And then in verse 33, then he was given to speak of a daysman that could lay his hands upon both. And that is that blessed Lord Jesus Christ, whereof even in his sorrow, he was given to confess in Job 19, the verses 25 through 27, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and young and old, with less we cannot do. May the prayers be multiplied, that the Lord may sanctify this solemn calling, that many among young and old may be converted by the Lord unto the Lord, and for the children of God, the necessity to make their calling and election sure, young and old. We must close. Then I shall close with a question. If it was now your funeral in this day, and then young people in this day, you cannot say, but he or she was so old. No. A young daughter and sister of 14 years. But was you before an all-searching God who knows the hearts and the secrets within, where is our journey to? Has that wonder taken place? We need to be washed and cleansed of all of our sins in the precious blood of the Son of God. Amen. Let us close with prayer. Lord, we have heard it from thy word. Oh, that my grief were weighed and laid in the balances. Words not strange for this family circle. Oh, do remember them. Remember us once more. We may see her in the coffin, and then the coffin closed. Go to the cemetery and shall be entrusted to the earth. O Lord, do help, do strengthen, remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Amen.
I now turn the funeral service back over to Reverend Adams.
We shall read from God's holy word, Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And then the verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. These words are being fulfilled by renewal in our midst. As we stand around an open grave, and what a solemn moment it is, family and friends, when soon the coffin shall be lowered into the earth. A solemn moment when we have seen her once more, and then with the family circle, that the coffin was slowly closed, where with our natural eye we shall see her no more. But young and old at this moment, how clearly, how loudly, that Heather is still speaking unto us all. And then surely unto young and old, all boys and girls, my young friends, but also the older ones. Then the Lord is speaking so loudly and so clearly. And may it please thee on this beautiful day that this calling and that his word, that it may penetrate into all of our hearts by power divine. Ah, that it may please the King at the right hand of the Father to place many an arrow upon his bow and shoot it into the hearts of king's enemies. Oh, young and old, what a solemn exhortation that a Solomon has given by the word of God. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Our Creator who has wonderfully made us. Our Creator and Benefactor, who blesses us, who provides us with so many precious things, but also our Creator that has the brittle thread of our life in all of our hands. We have experienced one step between us and death, and when in the morning when we part from one another, that we do not know whether we shall meet one another in the land of the living by renewal. And therefore the solemn exhortation, remember now, why young and old, we do not know whether we shall come to the end of this day, or that we shall see another day, and I know by nature it is for always for someone else, but may it in this day become personal, and that by the grace of God, oh, young and old, our exhortation, when it is exhorted, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, that implies that by nature, that we do not remember our Creator, but that we are busy with the things of the earth, that we think of our body and we forget our never-dying soul. But may it be given, oh, boys and girls, classmates, special friends, so many young, also standing on the cemetery, and then we are given to see that the young can also die. And therefore the solemn exhortation, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Ah, then there is spoken of evil days, the days when we shall have no pleasure, ah, when we are young. Then hopefully our hearts are still tender, and when they are being hardened, may the Lord use this calling, that they may be softened, as a Job was given to declare, for God maketh my heart soft. Oh, remember now thy Creator, by searching his word, reading his word, in the way of prayer, and that our life may be in the house of the Lord, where the truth may be brought two ways, the broad and the narrow way, and then by nature on that broad way, and then we need to be born again, we need to be converted. Remember now thy Creator. Middle-aged and older ones, if that is an earnest exhortation for our dear children, for our dear youth, then is it not necessary for us all, when we have become older, and more so when we are still walking on that broad way, ah, may it be used by the Spirit richly among young and old. Also this grave, on the great day of the resurrection, ah, when the King shall appear, the Lord in his providence has given a beautiful day, when we and our children may stand around an open grave. And then young and old, when the King shall appear, then we shall be all included. Heather, all the graves, all that we are standing here, then we shall be among that multitude. And now, at this moment, when the Lord so solemnly exhorts, remember now thy Creator, then the King, oh, he so lovingly invites. That his worship is such a good worship. Then the King is declaring, oh, he has given himself as that sacrifice, that there is a Savior for the chiefest of sinners on that day. Then the King shall send forth his angels, and then he shall separate also us, also the family circle. May ask you, if that would now happen at this moment, and the angels would be sent forth, what does your heart tell you? Have you found your life in the Word of God, the love for the Lord, and everything that pertains thereto? Then he shall separate the goats and the sheep. And then the King shall be a perfect separation. Then the King shall speak, and he shall pronounce judgment upon both. Oh, God's people who have learned to love the Lord need that precious Savior. They shall be taken up into glory to forever praise him. But for the wicked, depart from me to everlasting destruction, young and old, boys and girls, young people, classmates, teachers. May lay it once more close to your heart, the solemn exhortation of a Solomon, to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Family Ludemann, father and mother, brothers and sisters, grandparents, the Lord remember, the Lord uphold, the Lord grant a place at his footstool, where you may come with your sorrow. Oh, it should be experienced. What we have heard from Job, oh, that my grief were weighed, that it was laid in the balances, heavy as sand of the sea. Then there shall be times that you shall be given to meditate, if people only knew what it is to lose a dear daughter, a dear sister, to entrust her to the earth. But the Lord knows, and may that almighty and gracious God, may he uphold you and sanctify the calling richly in the midst of the family circles, that it may also be those arrows that are shot in hearts. And out of this morning, that another morning may be born in people. The Lord has a people upon the earth that know what it is to mourn for the Lord because of our sins, that separation, and the need to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard it. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. For God will bring into judgment every work, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May it please the Lord to remember us and our dear children in these solemn and serious time, that his kingdom may come, and his great and worthy name may be glorified. The Lord also remember the pallbearers. So be it.
On behalf of the family, I was asked to do a thank you. Family, friends, acquaintances from near and those who have traveled from far, we would like to thank you for all the support and many tokens of love shown in the past weeks. The many phone calls, cards, thoughts, and prayers which were so felt, it was all very much appreciated. We would like to thank Reverend Adams for officiating the funeral service, Reverend Adams, Reverend Clare, and Reverend Inhollander, and the consistories for the many visits in the hospitals and also at home. Thank you to Martin Brothers for all the work, the care, and professionalism shown during this difficult time. We would like to thank the first responders that were at the accident site, the Lethbridge Emergency Team, and the Foothills Medical Center for all care provided. A special thanks to the Grade 9 class for coming together and being here as a group on the funeral of a classmate. There will be an empty place in your class which will be felt when you return to school. May the Lord watch over you and give strength to each one, also to each one of the teachers. Thank you also to the Sarah Circle for the lunch today and for all that was provided, the custodians for all the help provided, everyone that was involved in the graveside preparations, your work was much appreciated. Mom, Dad, brothers and sisters, much has taken place over the past weeks. The Lord has clearly spoken, was so suddenly taking Heather away. There is an empty place in our family home, an empty place which will be felt for a long time. May the Lord watch over each one of us, bind us together, and give strength and comfort to each one of us in the unknown future. If anyone was forgotten, remember you all. Thank you.
We forgot to mention in prayer those that were the first ones on the scene. The emergency responders, the police, because there are also images for them. When they have found Heather, that shall not be so easily forgotten. May the Lord uphold them. Let us pray. Our Lord, then by renewal, we commend this father and mother, the children, the grandparents, and the family unto thee. Remember, uphold, comfort them. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. We commend unto thee the funeral directors. Commend them unto thee personally, their families, body and soul, but also help for their labors. And then, Lord, we have mentioned it. We have forgotten to lay before thee all those that have come on the scene. Do remember. Do uphold. Do strengthen them for their weighty work. And now, Lord, for us and our children, then thou art making a difference where there is no difference, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Where we hope to leave the cemetery, and we are called upon to leave a dear one behind, to await the great day of the resurrection. But Lord, it is written that the grave is also one of the four things that says it is never enough. May that be bound upon the hearts. Lord, wilt thou now remember further? Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Family members and friends, classmates, teachers, this concludes the formal portion of our funeral and graveside service here today for Heather. Please take the time that you need at the graveside and make your way when you're ready. Thank you very much.